Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your boy, Mr. Her, live in the full effect, holding it down for anchor.fm/215, DAUS Radio, Divine Artistic United Society, and nonstop working. So I just recently sent out the segment, what did we title it? I think it's, is R&B making a comeback? With some technical difficulties, so we're going to quickly redo it, and you guys will be able to hear it, hopefully. All right, so I was talking about a statement that DJ Diamond Cuts made. She said basically that R&B was making a comeback. If you guys don't know about DJ Diamond Cuts, if you're familiar with her, she's really big here in the tri-state area, also growing in the U.S. as well. But, you know, look her up, DJ Diamond Cuts. I wanted to just chime in on that. And I also wanted to ask you guys what you thought about R&B and whether or not you all felt like R&B was making a comeback. My take on it is that it isn't. I actually think that R&B is in a bit of a decline. I think it's going downhill. I think there's a lot of good artists around the world who are making music, but I think the commercial industry is into the watering down of the R&B the same way they watered down hip-hop. If you guys are familiar with India Irie, she had this song called, I think it's called The Truth. It goes something like, yes, he is the truth, and he is so real, but I love the way, and he makes me feel. Not if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly. Now, I think she's talking about love, a lover, but I also think she could be talking about God, which, again, that is the kind of sophisticated R&B stuff that I think is being done away with. Now you get a lot of poppy songs, not so much rhythm and blues. And I think if there's rhythm and blues, a lot of it goes to the lighter skinned singers and like Bruno Mars and whatnot, those type of people. If you guys know like Brandy, Kelly Rowland, even Fantasia, all of these artists, you see they're big names, but their music is kind of like being pushed aside or put on a shelf on another aisle. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And Brandy was pushing for, if you ask me, she was pushing for the diva type status, superstar status. And I think the industry said, let's do away with the diva in a way. I think they were like, all right, we don't want any more Mariahs, man. No more Patties, man. You know what I mean? So let me know what you guys think, what your opinion is on this, okay? And to give you an example of a very... Where they have simplified the music. Let's go with this song. Work, 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 work. Who knows what the hell she's saying? But it's so much space on that fucking track. I mean, bruh. I mean, it is space. Bing, boom, boom. Bim, boom, boom. Between her going, na, 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 na. It's so much other stuff that could happen. Now, Rihanna isn't the best singer. We all know that. But I think that speaks more for what my point is. We would rather now, as industry executives, take those little pop records, man, and we can cut real fast, put them joints out, make the couple hundred thousand, flip the hundred thousands. Those bigger songs where we're pulling in orchestras and all of that kind of stuff. Nobody's really into that no more. No more Tamar Love and Wars. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So hopefully things will turn around. Hopefully we'll see some strong, sophisticated music coming back out. But, nah, that's my take. Let me know what you guys think on it. Is R&B making a comeback? If you guys leave a comment, if you're following me on Instagram and on Facebook, if you leave a comment there and let me know that you want to share it, I'll read your comment and attach it to the segment here so the world can hear your opinion. Just let me know. So please, guys, comment. Let me know what you think. Is R&B making a comeback?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.